State Supreme Court justices ruled the state violated its own constitution. Chief Justice Mark Rechtenwald writes, by voting on the permit before the contested case hearing was held, the board denied the appellants their due process right to be heard at a meaningful time and in a meaningful manner. Rechtenwald went on to say, quite simply, the board put the cart before the horse. The ruling was welcome news for longtime telescope opponent Kealoha Peshoda, who leads Mauna Kea Ainoho, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
It is a powerful thing that the court has recognized that process and protection of the cultural and natural resources is important here in Hawaii.
We thought we were right. We fought as if we were right, and the court agreed with us.
Clarence Ku-Ching is another plaintiff in the case. He agrees with the core argument from the court's ruling that the permit should never have been issued before hearing the contested case.
Due process requires evidence and all that kind of stuff, and then a decision, not the other way around.
Ching called the decision a huge victory, but said the battle over Mauna Kea is far from over.
You know, if TMT still wants to go for the observatory, they're just going to have to start over and do it right this time.
It's now up to the 30-meter telescope to decide whether or not to move forward. Henry Yang, chair of the TMT Board of Directors, thanked the Hawaii Supreme Court in a statement. Yang said TMT will follow the process set forth by the state, as we always have. We are assessing our next steps on the way forward and appreciate and thank the people of Hawaii and our supporters from these last 8-plus years. State Attorney General Doug Ching also released a statement saying today's decision provides direction to a new land board and another opportunity for people to discuss Mauna Kea's future. The Attorney General's office will be advising the land board regarding next steps. According to the Supreme Court, those next steps will proceed so that a contested case hearing can be conducted before the board or a new hearing officer, or for other proceedings consistent with this opinion. Molly Solomon for HPR News.